Hey, I thought I saw you in here earlier. Wasn't sure if it was you, though. Oh, nothing really. I just finished my shift, so I'm about to head home. Look at you dressed so nice. What's the occasion? A date? That's cool. Who's the lucky person? Oh, come on, I might know them. Yeah. Your brother told me you were taking archery lessons, was it? Is that where you met? That's kind of cute, actually. I'm not surprised. You have people asking for your number everywhere you go. Anyway, mind if I sit with you until your date arrives? Just to size him up a bit. It doesn't matter how old you are. Your brother would kill me if I let some sleazebag date his precious little sister. They're late? How long have you been waiting? 2 hours? Did you text? And no response? What an absolute jerk. And it's not your loss by any means. Look what they're missing out on. I mean it. You look really pretty. Stop that. It's not you. It can't be. You know how some people are. They're flaky, and they're gonna behave like that regardless. Listen, I've met my fair share of shitty people, and trust me, you're better off not knowing them at all. So, what are you gonna do? If you want, I can drive you home. But look, how about this? I'll take you out. I'm serious. You're already dressed for it. Shouldn't let that go to waste. Plus, this mall has everything. A theater, a tiny arcade. You like plants, right? Yeah? Let's go to Planet Curio. They got the cutest little cacti on display. Come on, let's go grab you a drink first. Yeah, and that's how he chugged a whole bottle of hot sauce and barely made it to the bathroom. We all called him Hot Pants for like a year and a half. Yeah, college was definitely a special time, especially for your brother. I've never known anyone else who infiltrated a frat party, insisted on doing a keg stand, and instead just did a keg sit and then got shit-faced on 10 whole minutes of beer. Yeah, I still don't know how he managed to keep it down. What an absolute legend. God. Oh, shoot. It's already 9. Here, I'll drive you home. Come on. Right here we are. There we go. Yeah, it's still the same car. I know. It's a piece of crap, but it hasn't failed me yet. Yeah, about 3 years ago, I figured it was time to get out my mum's car and get into my own. Here, I'll get the door for you. You're very welcome. Yeah? Well, I'm glad you had fun, even though there was only so much we could do at a mall. It's nothing. I just thought you really didn't deserve to be stood up like that, or at all. Should we go? What's up? Yeah, sure, ask me anything. What, are you nervous? Come on, I've known you for years. And God knows your brother would kick my ass if I made fun of you, even a little bit. Spit it out. Oh. No, I'm not seeing anyone. What do you mean that's good? I'm not that bad, am I? I like to think I've undertaken some personal growth from the time we've met. Relax, I'm just teasing. No, I just it's been a while since, well, anyway. Was it all you wanted to ask me? What else? How do I feel about you? Well, I mean, you're my best friend's little sister. If anything, I feel protective. Yeah, just protective. What do you mean, why? What do you want me to say? Yeah, I think you're cute. I think you deserve all the good in the world. I think that dress looks really good on you. And I think you're a lot closer to me right now than you were a bit ago. I'm not blushing. I don't blush. I just... Huh. Let me just check something real quick. You're incredible, you know that? Yeah, I've liked you. God, I left for college and I never expected to come back to you looking the same, and yet, I don't know, so different. And then you came to the same school, and I, there's rules, and I didn't want to be that person who asked her best friend's sister out, because it's, I don't know, okay? You did? Since middle school? And I was a piece of shit back then. You're right, I kind of did have a soft spot for you, didn't I? You know, if we weren't in a parking lot right now, I might have half a mind to show you exactly how I feel about you. Yeah, it is a deserted parking lot. Are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting? Oh, I'm up for it. I've been up for it since that semester you started here. I just didn't expect you to... Well, anyway. Come here. Come on. Into the back seat. Here you go. Be careful. Here, let me climb over. There we go. Oops. There we go. Oh, nice and comfy. God, you're pretty. If I'd known I'd be in the back seat between your legs, I would have dressed better for the occasion. But I guess it doesn't really matter that much, does it? Oh, your neck. So soft. Can I pull these straps down? Here, shimmy your shoulders a bit. There you go. Oh, fuck. I gotta say, I love a dress that doesn't require a bra. Someone's excited. Let me get a taste. You like it when I pinch? God, you're cute. Absolutely fucking adorable. Gasping so nicely when I squeeze your perfect tits. Yeah, you can grab my hair. Grab anything you like. Be my guest. And my thumbs rubbing over your nipples. Oh, you're so fucking hot. Can I slide a hand up your dress? Yeah? Fuck these thighs. I could spend all day between them. You have no idea. I was practically drooling over them earlier. Speaking of, these panties look a little wet. Is that for me? Well, I sure hope so. such a good girl, waiting for me all this time. Do you want me to eat you out? Give you a happy ending to make this a perfect date. So good. I knew you'd be so well behaved for me. Scooch up a bit, baby girl. Let's get these panties off. And I need some space. Here we go. One leg down. The other leg can go over my shoulder. There we go. Well, let me be the first to tell you that this is probably the best view in the city. Oh, fuck, you're gorgeous. Just let me glide a finger over your clit. How's that? Good? Give it a nice firm rub. Oh, there we go. You need this, don't you? Just someone to make you feel so good. Someone to take care of you. Fuck, you're so wet. I bet I could slide a finger or two right into that tight pussy. But that'll have to wait. For now, I think I need to taste that sweet little clit. Oh, that's it. So good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and grind into my mouth. Yeah, you can pull my hair. It's only fair, right? Oh, fuck, you taste amazing. You like my hands on your thighs. I'm pushing you open for me. Oh, I like it too. Good girl. Let me hear you. Oh, I want to know what you sound like with my tongue in your cunt. That's it. Back up to your clit. I can feel you shaking. Not good, huh? Yeah, hold your tits for me. I feel like I'm neglecting precious cargo. Yeah, give them a nice good pinch. Fuck, that's it. Buck into my mouth. That's a spot, isn't it? Good girl. Feeling kind of empty, aren't you? I kind of like you clenching on my tongue. So impatient. Here, let's slide a finger in. Maybe two. You were ready for it, weren't you? Just aching for something to fill you up. There, that's a good girl. How are you so perfect? Taking my fingers so well. All nice and spread out for me. Oh, that's good. Just let me take care of you. Who needs lube when my good girl is so wet for me? Oh, that's it. Take my fingers, grind into my mouth. Fuck, you're so good. Oh. Well, yeah, I get my tongue back on that clit. Such a good girl. I really want you to come in my mouth. Can you do that for me? With my mouth on your clit. My finger is fucking you open. Can you come for me? I know you can. Oh, come on, good girl. It feels so good, doesn't it? Fuck, you sound amazing. I know you're close. I know, good girl. Come on. Come for me. Right over that edge, you can let go. I've got you. Come for me. Good girl. Fuck, give it to me. There you are. I've got you. You're good. You're so good. Some kisses on your perfect thighs. And on those perfect lips. Well, I think you taste fantastic, and I wouldn't mind doing it again. Preferably many times. Kudos to you for holding that position for so long. God, we really steamed up the car, didn't we? You were so good. Who knew you had a good girl streak in you? If anything, it was a very pleasant surprise. Oh God, I'm pretty sure your brother's gonna straight up murder me. No way, he knew you liked me? Well, good for him for keeping such a tight lid on it. I had no idea. I mean, now that I know, there's no reason I shouldn't ask you out for dinner tomorrow. Yeah? All right, let's get you home. I have a date to plan.